You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner with a bit of a mystery for you now. A $212 million renovation is underway at the Cincinnati Museum Center. Last week, journalists on a behind-the-scenes tour traipsed to a far corner on the lowest level of Union Terminal, well past the boilers and the chillers. We were there to see the building's new electrical system, but something else caught my attention. In the middle of the room sat a rusty old safe. What was it doing there? Where had it come from? And really, most importantly, what was in it? Nobody knew. After some research and about half a dozen emails, I met up with a pair of museum employees to find some answers.
My name's Gary Hayes, the assistant chief engineer.
Nick Massa, content specialist.
So Nick, can you describe what we're looking at?
It's probably about 4 feet tall, 2 feet wide. It's a single door and it's on four wheels, very old wheels.
And Gary, can you describe where the safe was found?
We had found the safe back in the blueprint room back here in the engineering tunnel. We was collecting blueprints for the construction crew of Turner. It was buried underneath them, so we didn't even know it was there until we started moving the blueprints around.
And so somebody rolled it out here into the electrical room?
Yes.
Nick, it says the Union News Company across the top. What do we know of what is the Union News Company?
They were a company that operated shops and print sales in railroad stations around the country. So they were a very big operation, and in Union Terminal they ran pretty much everything other than the two clothing stores and the Newsreel Theater.
Can you describe, we have a name of a safe company on the front here and it says Patton Cincinnati. What do we know about the maker of the safe?
And McNeil and Urban was a safe manufacturer in the region. They were, I believe, the first safe manufacturer in Hamilton, and they started in Cincinnati under a different name. I can't remember the name. And then they operated until 1903.
Do you guys have any type of guess at how old the safe is?
I'm going to guess that this safe is probably from the 1890s. There were a couple of railroad stations, or the 1880s, 1890s, because there were a couple of railroad stations that were built during that period, and it probably came from one of them and was moved here in 33.
Is it locked still?
It is locked.
Has anybody opened it?
Not that I'm aware of. The knob shows some signs where it looks like somebody tried to force it, so obviously whatever's in there is still in there, so...
So you don't know what's in there?
I do not.
What if I asked you to make a guess?
Probably a lot of really dull paperwork, if there's anything at all.
This is a museum that we're in, and you kind of moved all the artifacts out. So what did you think when you got the email that this thing was here and I wanted to ask you about it?
Well, first I wondered where it was hiding, because there had been a walkthrough to try and find things like this, and we thought we had everything, but there's always, you know, this building's got a lot of nooks and crannies, so... Then my next thought was, you know, what's in it? You know, it's probably been sitting around since the 70s and being pushed from room to room, so who knows?
What are you going to do with it?
It'll go into storage, I'm sure, with the rest of the building artifacts, and we'll see if we can get it open someday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There you have it, a mysterious, forgotten safe, possibly empty, but maybe not. Check out pictures on our website at WVXU.org. Then let us know on social media what you think is in the safe. We're 917 WVXU on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.